Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the island's local station.
Older and wiser with Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
And welcome back to the Wednesday afternoon show. The usual crew are in. So that's John and Laura with Tilly on the lap. Archie's gone to feed the ducks, so there's no carnage for this hour.
Well, I don't know. We've got a dog here, remember?
True, but she's currently sleeping. It's going to lull us into a false sense of security, isn't she?
We'll try.
We'll see what happens. So this is our Age UK segment, Older and Wiser. And this week we are talking recycling, reuse and waste services on the island with Head of Waste from the Council, Natasha. Hello, Natasha. How are you today?
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having us here today.
Wonderful. And we're also joined by Jo. How are you doing, Jo?
Not too bad.
Now, Jo, you are from Wales, so we've got some Delilah on especially for you. We expect some real singing, some proper karaoke.
Got some insurance for your windows?
Yeah, we can come with that.
We'll see how that goes. Natasha, part of the Celebrating Age Festival, which is currently on at the moment. So for everyone at home, if you haven't got yourself a programme, get involved. There's so much to do and see. And you've been running the workshop today at the Riverside Centre, giving tips and information to islanders on the recycling, reuse and waste services. Talk us through some services you have for older islanders.
Thank you for having us here today. Our colleagues from AMI have been at the festival today giving out information to help people with the different ways that they can recycle better, reuse more, minimise the amount of waste that they produce. As a local authority, we also have quite a few services available to help people who do have difficulties in getting their waste and recycling out to the curbside, and also those who may have difficulties in understanding what you can put in each bin.
For example,
we have an assisted collection service which is entirely free, and that is for those residents who do not have anyone else on their property over the age of 18 who can help them with their bins and can't get them to the curbside.
Yeah.
If you're having that problem for any reason at all, you can call the council on the 853 777 Waistline, where we will set you up with an assisted collection, and then someone from AMI will come along to your property, have a chat with you about what your needs are, what kind of bins suit you best, any problems you may have with your waste or your recycling or working out what goes where, and we'll arrange for someone to come onto the property and collect the bins from a point that you can reach that is suitable for your particular ability.
That's fantastic. So I live in Haven Street, and we have the Ridge in Haven Street, and I have the steepest drive in the world. Mm-hmm. No one can get down it. And, you know, my dad's 83. He's certainly not going to be pushing up a bin up the hill. So we haven't really taken advantage of our bin services. We poodle down to our tip. It's our little ritual now, you know, pop the tip. But that's something that I would definitely tell him about. It's, you know, such a help, isn't it? When there's so much going on, you know, if you have mobility issues or if you find that your bin is too big and bulky.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really helpful service for a lot of people. There's many people who've got, as you said, steep driveways. They're on their own. They may have had a knee replacement. They may have an ankle issue. They may just have a lot of frailty and issue moving their waste. Yeah. And we're there to help you with that.
Fantastic. And then Collection Plus.
Yes.
Want to give us a bit more information about that?
Collection Plus is a service for those residents who aren't eligible for an assisted collection because they are able-bodied and able to move their waste, but may for some reason find difficulty getting their waste out at 7 a.m. Could be because you work shift patterns, it could be because you're in the nursing or police environment when you're working unsociable hours, or it could be that you just forget every single week to put your bins out, which a lot of us do. So for just £60 a year, you can apply for the service, and we will arrange for a point on your property where the bin men will come in through your gate, come and get your bins, put your recycling in the recycling truck or waste in the waste truck, depending which week it is, and then pop your bins back on your property for you.
Yeah. That's good value, actually. Quid a week?
Yeah, it's not bad. Just over £1 a week, and your bins will get collected from your back door for you.
Easy peasy.
That'll save me running out my dressing gown again, won't it?
Save you scaring the neighbours every week, John.
Yep. Also saves you remembering if it's black or green week.
I have to double check with the internet each week.
I just look at Lynn's up the road because she always puts the right bin out.
No, she's an eligible lady.
She is,
We all have one in our street that we all know will put the right bin out. Yeah, we all wait for that
right
person.
Time. Very important. And I don't know about all of you in the studio. and our wonderful listeners at home, I am so upset with the amount of waste we create, whether it's from packaging because we've ordered mm-hmm. things or food packaging. And it really gets to me. There's so much. So talk to us about recycling.
Well, on the Isle of Wight, we're very fortunate. We've spent a long time working hard with our contractors to ensure that we are maximising the amount of recycling that really genuinely gets recycled from what is put out the curbside. I know there's been a lot of scare stories and there's been a lot of documentaries recently about the amount of plastics that end up in Malaysia or Thailand mm-hmm. and other parts of the world where they are not genuinely being recycled. We have worked very hard with our supply chain that go on from the recycling plant to ensure that about 85% of all the plastics we put out the curbside are recycled in the UK.
Yeah.
And of those that we can't do in the UK because there isn't sufficient facilities, they're done within Europe at licensed end-of-waste facilities.
Yeah.
So we can promise our residents that we are not sending your plastics off to Malaysia or to landfill in the middle of nowhere somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is actually being recycled.
Fantastic. It's so important, isn't it, that we all do our bit. And what about things like textiles and stuff?
Well, we do something that quite a few local authorities don't do, and not many people seem to have picked up on it, even though we do put it in our annual booklet that goes out to all residents. On Recycling Week, we will take your textiles. All you need to do is pop them in a separate bag alongside your green bin or green girl sack,
right.
And we will take shoes, curtains, pillowcases, duvet covers, jeans, jackets, trousers, jumpers, all of those textiles. The only things we can't take are the bulkier things like the actual pillows and the actual duvets themselves.
Yeah.
And these will go to a company who separate anything that can be reusable in a charity store. And then those things that can't be reused in a charity store get separated by the types of fabric they are and shredded and then reused for other fabrics and recycling.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
That's brilliant. So just say that again. So you can put your textiles out
on Recycling Week
with your green...
with your green,
green
bins in a bag of your choice, as long as it's not a black one, because then it looks like rubbish and we don't want to accidentally think it's rubbish.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you try any other carrier bag, we clearly see it's textiles. The guys will pick it up and they've got a cage under the truck that they pop that in, and then the rest of your recycling goes in the back as normal.
That's wonderful, isn't it? Because it's a major faff when you've got loads of leftover clothes.
Yeah.
It is. There's nothing like a wardrobe clear out.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh, Lord, now I have to... It's another job, isn't it, to do?
It is.
Take them somewhere and you think, well, do they go to the jumble? Do they go to charity? Do they go to tip?
And there is those hard fabrics that, you know, you look at them and you think, oh, I'm not sure if a charity shop's going to want those.
Yes, the tricky stuff.
And you're not sure. You don't want to put it in the bin because, you know, it's
too good.
Too good. So if you put it out with your recycling... then they will go to the company that separates those, has a look at them. They'll make that assessment from their knowledge of the industry sector.
Fantastic.
And your stuff will be recycled or reused.
It's fair to say we've got one of the best recycling records in the country, haven't we?
We are 151st out of 385 at the moment. We are aiming to go as high as we possibly can. We really want the island to become one of the top recyclers in the country.
It's just so important, isn't it?
It is.
There's just so much pollution out there, and we need to make the most effort that we can, can't we?
We do. We've already smashed through the 2020 target set by DEFRA, which was for 50% recycling. We're already at 53.4%. Right. We're hoping to go up again this year. DEFRA even wrote to us this year to congratulate us on beating their target, and has asked us to help advise them going forward in how we can make sure that other local authorities recycle well.
Wonderful. All right, we're going to go to a short break. Let's kick this off. Boom, with Delilah, a bit of Tom Jones for you red shirts out there. And then we'll finish our break. One of my favourite tunes, Yellow, Living Thing.
No.
Just makes me want to get up and dance. In fact,
do it.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned. And welcome back to the Wednesday afternoon show. This is Older and Wiser. And in this hour, we are talking about recycling, reuse and reducing waste. And we're joined by Natasha from
Hello.
Waste Services from the council, and Joe, who is Welsh, would keep saying that. Natasha, do you support anyone in the Rugby World Cup?
I'm neutral.
Nice.
Yep.
See what you did there.
Stay neutral. Diplomatic.
Oh, Arch. Oh, Archie's back, by the way. He's fed his ducks and he's like, no, I need to hear about making, doing, mending. So tell us about food waste. And I mean, I look in the fridge and I'm not good at cooking. I'm never going to be good at cooking. Sorry, Arch. I'm so upset by the food I have to throw away. John, you're the opposite. You are fantastic
at... don't throw anything away.
No, because you just know what to do with it. Don't you?
Well, Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, you look in the fridge and go, pick, 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 have this, have that.
That's right.
Yeah. So let's talk about food waste then.
Okay, well, food waste is a huge issue across the country. We're very fortunate on the island in that we do have a weekly food waste collection service. There's a lot of local authorities in the UK don't at all. Only 30% of them actually collect your food waste and do something with it.
Okay.
Although that will be changing in the future. The government has recognised that food waste is a huge issue. We don't want it going to landfill because it releases a lot of gases that you don't want, such as methane.
Didn't know that. Well, that's bad for...
That's bad for greenhouse gases.
Yeah.
So we don't really want biodegradable waste going to landfill. And it is also very hard, especially when you've got small people, to make sure that you're not over-preparing, creating too much food and ending up throwing huge amounts of it away. There are some great tips to help you reduce your food waste. If you go to the Love Food Hate Waste website, which is a national campaign that's run, they have a wonderful little recipe thing where you can type in what random stuff you've got in your fridge.
That's a lifesaver for me.
And you can go like, I've got some shell pasta, some tomatoes and a courgette.
Yeah.
And it'll go, just get an egg and you can have a Spanish omelette and tell you how to make it. So it's a really good way to help you reduce the amount of food you're throwing away.
Yeah.
As well as the usual things like thinking before you go shopping.
Yes.
And thinking about in advance what you're going to make.
Yes.
And if you do have that food waste, then it will be collected weekly at the curbside.
Fantastic.
If you don't have a food waste bin, just feel free to either go online, do it online at the iwhite.com/waste.
Yep.
Or you can call our waste services telephone number on 853 777. We do small food caddies for indoors and large food caddies for outdoors. They are completely free.
Yeah. Oh, that's great to know.
If they're broken, you get another one for free.
Okay.
But getting your food waste out of your black bin, definitely not in your recycling ever,
yeah,
is a really important thing to do. Not just to help you at home not have that food waste hanging around for 2 weeks in your black bin, but also to reduce the environmental impact of having food waste going to landfill.
Absolutely.
And what's really exciting is when we do collect it, we don't just landfill it. We take it to an anaerobic digester, which is a huge facility. We take it to Basingstoke, to a big AD plant there that specialises with food waste.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get worried about the fact that they put a plastic bag in their food caddy.
Right.
But the facility has a bag splitter at the front side of it. So as your food waste goes in, the bags get pulled off in a little shredder.
Yeah.
They get heat shrunk down and sent off as pellets for recycling.
Great.
And then the food waste gets screened and shredded, and then it gets turned into a compost, and the gases that come off of it turn a turbine and get converted to electricity that goes back to the grid.
So it's a win-win.
It's win-win.
Absolutely.
We're
saving the planet, creating electricity, reducing waste to landfill.
So important.
Yeah, yeah.
Such an important thing. We talk, we've got a film and TV recommendation slot on our show, and I remember you were talking about the David Attenborough documentary.
Oh, the Old Blue Planet.
Yeah. And well, just the footage of...
Just brought it home to... Well, it started this whole kind of modern movement in a way, isn't it?
It has.
Apart from the council, of course, they were ahead of the game.
Well, we've been trying really hard for a long time, but that's down to a lot of really enthusiastic people who care a lot about the planet within our team.
Yeah, most definitely.
Fantastic.
Wonderful. Okay, let's get a quick break. Brian Hyland, Sealed with a Kiss, followed by Shepherd with Geronimo.
Older and wiser with Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. For the people, by the people.
Hello, everybody at home. It's most wonderful to have you joining us for our Older and Wiser show, talking to Natasha and Joe from the council about waste recycling and reuse. Let's, John, you have a question.
I do, yeah. It might be my bad memory, but I used to remember that the old dustmen came at the same time every day. They used to come, in our case, pretty early in the morning, you know, so it was all kind of predictable. And then it seemed that they started to come at odd times, and sometimes I didn't get the bin out in time, and to chase them in my dressing gown, so they'd take my bin.
Are you feeling discombobulated by this, John?
I'm getting a bit old and, you know, ancient myself.
Set in your ways.
I got confused. So sometimes they come in the morning, sometimes they come at lunchtime, sometimes they come at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
They do, and there is a good reason for that. We're always saying to everyone, and our residents, and when we talk to people, please could you put your bins out by 7 a.m. And I know that sounds sometimes like maybe the council's being a little bit dictatorial, but there's a really good reason behind it, and it's not to frustrate you as much as it may seem that way sometimes. Our bin men collect from each truck will collect about 1,500 properties a day, and those guys and girls will walk around 10 miles collecting everyone's waste and recycling in all weathers. And along the way, they will find all sorts of mishaps and errors, like cars blocking roads, unexpected roadworks. There might be something flooded, there may be a tree down, there may be some traffic congestion. And to try and make sure that they can collect all of those properties, waste and recycling, within the time frame that they need to get it collected by, because their drivers can only drive a certain amount of hours a day, they will do live reroutes and they will change the way that they're collecting the waste to make sure they can get everybody done in their day.
Yeah. Squeeze you all in, basically.
We have to make sure. We have a brilliant set of boys and girls out there. They are out there in all weather. They're out there every single bank holiday. We just need to give them that opportunity to make sure that your bins are there for them to collect. So,
don't get me wrong, I'm not criticising them. They do a fantastic job, no doubt about that. But I just wonder why...
It's just down to making sure that we can get to everyone and making sure we can live reroute where we need to.
Yeah, as and when.
As and when, which the unexpected, as we all know, happens on a daily basis. You never know when there's going to be a cow in the road, a car parked across a driveway, a flood, a tree, unexpected roadworks. We have to adapt.
Right, I'm going to make sure I get my bin out on
time. 7 a.m.
Yeah.
7 a.m.
Fantastic. I should make sure.
Thank
you very much.
That's okay.
So when I go to the tip, the amount of times, the amount of times I have seen really decent stuff nearly being put into the tip. And I will literally go up to anybody and go, no. You know that there is a storage area over there for good stuff. So tell us about that then. What's this initiative?
So the council do offer a reuse service, and that's for things that can be reused, which is fantastic because nobody really wants to see something with life in it going to waste.
It's upsetting, isn't it? A good chest of drawers or a nice picture frame. Yeah. Don't just chuck it.
No, there's always someone out there who may want your unused items and want them to put in their own home. So when you go to the tip, there is a container that is there to put reusable items in. If you say to the guy on the gate, meet Mr. Beat and Greet, I've got something for a reuse, they should take it off of you, put it in the reuse container.
Yeah.
And then that will be taken to either Storeroom 2010, who are our main charity partner, where they will find new homes for those things. But if it's not something that is within the remit of what they sell, then we'll take it to another charity partner.
That's great.
What we also do, which is quite exciting, if you have sort of half full tins of paint, you finish decorating, you don't want to just throw it away because it's still perfectly good paint, we collect those as well, and then we will hand those out to community groups, charity groups for free, so they can reuse that paint for any project they want to. So please just get in contact with the council. If you have a community project, we've got plenty of paint, we'd love to work with you, make sure we can get that reused in the community.
With your clothes and stuff next year.
No, you do need to take those to the tip. We can't be driving around with the half full tins of paint. The last thing we want is those falling out the back of the truck and leaving beautiful paint lines all over the roads.
Fantastic. Well, you always end up with half a tin of paint, don't you, when you're decorating? Always.
You do, and it's nice to know that can be reused and not just go to waste. We also do have a reuse service for free from the curbside. So, I mean, we know everybody knows about our bulky waste service, so the items that can't be reused, we'll take four of those for £40, £35. I've forgotten how much it is now. There you go. There's a bit of radio nerves for me. but for those items that are reusable, so you've got a sofa that's still got its fire tags on it, you've got a bed frame that's perfectly good condition and it can be reused, you can phone up the council and we will collect those items for free. Storeroom 2010 will come and get them, and then they'll resell them through their charity shop.
That's great. They're such a brilliant charity, aren't they? They provide a really good service.
They do. They're fantastic.
And let's talk about garden waste.
Oh, garden waste. Garden waste is a fantastic service that we offer as a council. We have a subscription service that runs from the 1st of May to the 31st of March every year. That service will collect every fortnight one of those great big green wheelie bins full of as much garden waste as you can get in it. Obviously not soils and rocks, please try and avoid those, but we'll take all your garden waste at £60 a year. This year's subscription list is full. We'll be reopening subscriptions on the 2nd of January, ready for the next subscription year.
That's probably very gratifying, actually.
It is, and it saves driving to the tip. Yeah. Most people find that they actually end up doing more gardening because they're not worrying about how they're going to get that garden waste somewhere else.
It's another faff, isn't it, on
it
the
is
job,
a faff,
on the,
yeah.
on the job list.
It is, and it's a really great service. We're looking to expand the list next year. We've got a new truck that's just arriving. We're just having it marked up with the garden waste stuff, which will give us that additional capacity. So for the next subscription year...
Archie just banged his head. John, I'm going to give John the microphone to take over. I'm just going to make sure the baby's all right. But let's talk quickly about bottles, not just wine and beer bottles.
Ah, yes, plastic. I'll just give Archie a moment to get out the room. Bless him.
Poor little boy.
Poor little fella.
He's just at the right height.
I know. Corners of tables and small people are always terrible.
There we go.
There we go.
Mum will take care of it.
That's right. Bottles we were going to talk about. Plastic bottles are one of those things that we really, really do want everyone to remember. Every bottle counts. We do need every bottle recycled. If possible, put the lid on, give it a squeeze, so you get all the air out, compress it, saves room in your bin.
Yeah.
But not just those drinks bottles. We are finding quite a lot that although everyone's really good with their pop bottles and their squash bottles, they're forgetting that we will take the cleaning bottles with the squeezy nozzles in them.
Mm.
Your shampoo bottles, the bleach bottles, the things in your bathroom, they're all recyclable.
Of course. Yeah, easy to forget those, isn't it, really?
It is. And a lot of people look at them and think because it's a coloured plastic, or it's a thick plastic, it's not recyclable. It is, and actually those are the high quality recyclates that are really good to get into the system and avoid putting in landfill.
Okay. Well, there's a lot to remember there. So
there is.
Is there a kind of a user guide on your website or
well,
something
there is.
Like that?
We have an A to Z on the council's website. If you go to iwhite.com/waste, there is an A to Z page where you can look up whatever items you're wondering which bin to put it in.
Mm.
If you see anything missing on there, there's a little link to give us an email and we'll add that item for you. You can download a poster from there if you're into downloading things and printing them out. And we also send out to every property on the island annually the recycling guide that tells you what bin to put things in.
Yeah, because there's a lot of confusion about, with plastics especially, what can go in, what can't
there
go
is.
In.
There
you know,
is. One of the big problems that we find there is the Isle of Wight is actually in the top 14% in the country for recycling different kinds of plastics.
Yeah.
We're very proud of that as a local authority.
Absolutely, yeah.
But what we do find is that those little labels that come in the national packaging that say not all always recycled, if something's only recycled by 20% of local authorities, then it will have the not currently recycled label on it.
Yeah, doesn't help, does it?
As far as we're concerned on the Isle of Wight, if it's plastic and you can scrunch it, please put it in your recycling.
Okay.
We will sort it out from there.
That's actually
even your black trays, the food trays, all of those, please put them in. The one things we do want you to avoid, though, is bubble wrap and cling film.
Yeah, sure.
Other than those, we'll take the plastics and we will sort it out from there.
Well, we shouldn't use cling film, really.
We shouldn't use cling film. There are far better alternatives.
Absolutely.
You can have silicone covers.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Good. Yeah, because, I mean, I've whether it was right or wrong, I didn't know, but I've been doing it for a long time. If it's plastic, it goes in, you know.
Yeah.
It's better to be safe than sorry, isn't it? Really?
It's better to be safe than sorry. The new machines that we've built up at Forest Road, we've got the latest high-tech, they're called near-infrared scanners. And they're these amazing machines. There's five of them inside the plant. And they are each set to be able to see the different kinds of plastics.
Yeah.
So as the waste goes on a conveyor belt under them, it picks up the target plastic for that conveyor belt.
Mm.
And then it's got little air jets underneath that will blow those materials off of the conveyor into a cage underneath, so they are separated into their type of
plastic.
Fantastic.
It's really sophisticated.
It is.
You should do guided tours.
When it's finished, we will try and get some videos of it all, so we can put some live videos on the website and show everyone how exciting it is to see this high-tech technology separating the plastics out. It's a wonderful thing to have.
Well, I think it's so lovely to see somebody who's so enthusiastic about recycling.
I am a bin noddy.
No, that's really good. I mean, I reckon I could just sit here and say talk, and you just...
Oh, we could talk all day long, sorry.
Unfortunately, though, we can't because we come to the end of the show. Oh. So thanks ever so much for coming in, Joe and Natasha. It's been lovely to meet
you. Thank you. Can I just chuck one last plug in? Just so everyone knows, we will be sending out our annual waste and recycling resident survey in December this year. We always want everyone's views on what we can do to help you recycle more. So please, if you see that out there, do give us your views.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, and that's it. It's the end of the show, I'm afraid. Laura's looking after Archie. I'm going to pull it all out, bumped his head. So I'll say goodbye for them, and we'll see you same time next week.
Devoted to the Isle of Wight, this is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.